This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Hey, Vinny, how did the your show on Alt 105 go last night? Everything cool?
My side piece went great, yes, and I got some texts, so I'll try to read those from people who listened. But yeah, I had a lot of fun, and it's still going good. So I love it. I hope they let me keep doing it, but you know how radio is.
How many weeks has it been now? Do you know?
I don't. I would say it's been six, but that's a guess.
Right. Well, here we are. We're about to start week 12. Next week is week 12 of this. And it was a couple weeks in, so... Yeah, I mean, it could easily be six. It could be 10.
You know, when this stuff first started, we were, you know, all of the time. Oh, 2020 is canceled. Oh, 2020, you're the worst year of all years. It really is turning out to be like, wow, we're moving into summer now and we still are stuck. It's a trip.
It's interesting. It's canceled.
I think 2020 is canceled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to schedule anything this year.
Right.
It's crazy. But you know what's great? Zoom. So, you know, I mean, there are little hidden benefits. Who knew about Zoom before this? Not I. Who ate Cheetos for breakfast before this? Not I, you know.
You have a bowl of Cheetos in front of you right now?
I do.
Why?
Because they were there. I just walked out to see if there was anything to eat. And I was like, Cheetos? There's stuff to eat, turns out.
What are you, seven?
Hit that news sounder.
Oh,
Bryn, it's
Sarah?
Time to hit the
Vinny?
News sounder.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. I said like six times, it's week seven of Vinny's size piece, and I was just wondering, you guys...
Oh, no, we didn't hear that part.
No, we didn't hear that at all.
I kept on saying, can you hear me? Can you hear me? So if you guys can't hear my voice, then you won't hear my news sounder either. But week seven of the side piece, just FYI.
Oh, the Radio Alice Report.
So I was close.
Yeah. Is everything solved with your not being able to reach us? Is that?
I don't know. I mean, I was just sitting. Oh, that was Nicole. Okay.
Oh, Nicole. Jesus Christ.
She's pointing to herself.
God.
I'm like screaming into my microphone like, what's going on? So I started checking my cables on my mixer. Like, what's happening here?
By the way, someone suggested that we could make Nicole the background on our Zoom pictures while we're on.
That's a great idea.
I just want her eyebrows. I want her eyebrows behind me. And then I could like hide behind it was the eyebrow and I would like hide behind it.
Well, back into the weeds a little bit.
But I like how you're using the Cheetos as your eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Hold on. Let me do that.
Oh, God. You're really eating Cheetos for breakfast. This is...
Well, I'm not eating them now because they're too crunchy.
Oh, beautiful.
Right.
I'm mad.
It's a great
arch. Anyway, hit my sounder again, Bryn.
All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by George Floyd. Here's what's
happening.
Thank
you. Are we getting into that?
No.
Oh.
So, SpaceX... this week was supposed to be one of their biggest weeks. So, I mean, honestly, the plan was they were supposed to launch two astronauts for the first time in a long time up into space from U.S. soil. Because I guess, and I think you were the one telling us, they've been launching in Kazakhstan or something like that. I thought it was just Russia, but either way.
Whatever. It's part of the Russian space program. So this, right. It's been almost 10 years, and they're saying there was like a whole thing that Neil deGrasse Tyson was saying, this is what needs to happen. The expense needs to come down. It needs to become kind of run-of-the-mill, like that people, like space tourism would happen. Because right. Otherwise, who's going to go live on Mars or the moon or wherever?
Bryn did it.
Oh, Bryn
did it.
Oh, that's amazing.
He got Nicole behind him.
How move out of the way it? Real quick so you can see Nicole.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I need that.
That is fantastic.
I want her beside me. I want to like be in the same photo as her. Can I get that too?
Yeah, Bryn, please make that get that behind all of us, please.
Yeah,
I don't get to control your default
no, you do.
Picture.
You're the
we're
guy.
Telling you, you can.
I can send it to you.
Send,
and you have
send
to
it
just...
to us and then walk
right,
us through it
we'll
on the break.
That.
I'm going to need
that
to be cool as well.
I can't wait.
All right.
Anyway, SpaceX's launch this week would have been the biggest science story in a while, but the weather delayed the launch, and they're going to try again tomorrow. So hopefully at 12:22 tomorrow, we will be spacebound once again.
And safety first, right? I mean, look, if there's any question, don't do it. Why would you? Because then what if something did happen?
The first attempt on Wednesday was scrubbed about 17 minutes before the launch as they realized the unfavorable weather and the flight path was not going to work out. They did. Obviously, safety, you know, an accident sets the program back an incredible. They have to be very careful is what it comes down to.
Yep.
So that's what their deal is. They hope to launch tomorrow at 12:22. Fingers crossed. I mean, that's good luck, right?
Yep.
That is, yeah, fingers crossed.
I am all for it.
I will take a look at that tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure the live stream will be going all day, man. What is that all about?
Another big news story, which, you know, listen, I understand. Snacks at the Costco are super important. I mean, that's you go yeah. there and you're doing your shopping, but you need those end cap snack people
free
to
lunch.
Feed
I'm
you.
There for my food.
Costco plans to bring back samples after they suspended the free snacks due to the coronavirus pandemic. So no worries. Their legendary free samples will return next month. There'll probably be some changes put in place in order to make sure everyone's being safe about the, you know, eating right there in the store.
You know, they've always been, as I'm like sort of recalling it in my mind, the people preparing the food have always worn gloves. No mask, I don't think, but that's an easy fix. And then weren't they even wearing like a hairnet too?
Yep.
Like, so, I mean, they were always pretty good about it. So it seems like those should be able to come back without even all that much change. And frankly, I say bring them back. I am hungry, and it's very taxing walking around this giant store. Feed me, Seymour.
So I'll give you an example of one of the changes I expect will be in place, but I can't say for sure. I think they prepare these things and then put them out on the table for you to walk up and grab, right?
Right.
Each individual person grabs their snack and then walks off. I would bet you're going to get handed the snack, or there's going to be some other way that each person is given that they can't have every hand reaching onto the same table
no.
where all the food is. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what they'll come up with, but I'm sure the geniuses over there will figure out a way to make it orderly. And
well, they made me need it, and now they need to make me have it.
Right. Well, and so it'll be back. They say it's looking like mid-month next month. We're already through May, so yeah, it's mid-June.
God, it's June next week. Incredible. Mm-hmm. It was the middle of winter when this whole thing happened. It wasn't the middle. But it was winter.
Right.
March.
Because of the rush of post-quarantine divorces, China has passed a new law that requires couples who want a divorce to have a one-month cooling-off period before you can actually get divorced. People are furious about it because I can't spend another minute with this person. And yeah,
can't they just separate? Do they have to be divorced in order to separate? Like,
well, I think you want to immediately start boning your next person, don't you? I mean,
Can't you? Is there, I mean, well, maybe there's laws against that there. I don't know. They don't let you.
Your
do
new coupling should be free of a marriage,
sure,
I would think.
Right.
But, you know, who knows?
I'm still married, but I'm in that 1 month waiting period.
Right.
This is totally fine. I don't know. Seems like you're still kind of married to me.
Yep, very, very married.
Spoiled again.
Summer vacations are going to look different this year. In many ways, they're just not going to happen. That's why they'll look so different.
Yeah.
A new survey asked workers if they're planning to take a vacation this summer, and the majority said, no. How? With what money?
And where?
And what time off?
Right.
And where am I going to go? 37% are saving for their vacation, saving their vacation time for later in the year, hoping it'll be okay to travel again. 22% won't take time off because they're worried about money. Money is a major issue. And I don't disagree. You know, one of the things people have written as I've explained our story, which was we're both working parents at my house. And that was the plan all along. Yeah. We need to both be working in order to afford this life we've built for ourselves. And we're both worried about the possibility that the economy could tank one or both of our jobs. So we're tripping. I mean, we're doing okay, and we're still working. But that was me knocking on wood.
Is that wood? Well, don't worry. I hit real wood right here. So.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you
so, you know, everybody's got that similar concern, which is, you know, is it a good time to go spend $2,000-$3,000 on travel? I don't
at a
think
minimum.
So. Right.
Yeah, for a big vacation, you might spend the airfare alone might be that.
Right. Well, we already scrapped our trip to Mexico, but we're not replanning or planning anything else.
We have that vacation coming up, but I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm staying home. I'm just going to chill at home, and if I'm lucky, I'll get a couple surfs, play some guitar, hang with my kids. Done. There's vacation. Oh, God. I was reading a story about how I wasn't even planning to do it right now, but those above-ground pools are selling like crazy on the East Coast, which we were talking about. It does seem to be an East Coast thing.
They're
selling out. So people, I guess, you know, as they're heading into summer.
They can't go to the beach, you know.
Are going, get me one of those
pools.
I think
Nicole just went shopping for one and it was sold out, right?
Wait, you were getting an above-ground pool too?
She was trying to.
One of those six-footers?
That or a kiddie pool, and they're all sold out.
Just a kiddie pool?
Well, both.
Anything, right?
Yeah.
Someplace to store water. I'll take an old bathtub.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
No, don't. I was only kidding. Don't do that.
Anyway.
Actually, you can get sheet plastic, though, and just like build, you know, put a jersey barrier up, put the plastic. Oh, you can make yourself a pool. No problem. Call me later. I'll help you.
Oh, okay.
I've improvised a swimming pool or two in my time.
Is that right?
Sure. I mean, not with jersey barriers. I was being hilarious, but.
Oh, I don't. Well, you know what would be why that how that joke could be hilarious is if people knew what the hell you were talking about.
A jersey barrier?
Yeah. What's a jersey barrier? Who knows what that is?
Doesn't everyone know what that is?
Nicole, do you know what that is?
I've never heard of that.
You drive by them every day. Jersey barriers are concrete formed pieces that they line up in a line to direct traffic off into another.
I thought that was just called a barricade.
Yeah, and it's where I grew up, it's called a jersey barrier. It's like standard jersey.
Do you know what that is?
I didn't until I looked it up. It's basically a center divide on the freeway.
It's a divide, yeah.
Yeah.
Jersey barrier.
So we're all sitting here being polite as Sarah suggests this thing.
I know. Well,
that happens all the time.
I just assume everybody knows what a jersey barrier is. My bad.
You know, you're a funny lady, but you need to remember that you're talking to people who may not necessarily know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, they're about to say hella, and I'm about to say wicked. I get it. There's a gulf between us.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys sent. I was happy about not having the Costco buffet to navigate around. I have a feeling I'm the only one that feels this way. No, I don't want to
I like
eat
it.
At the Costco either, and
sometimes
I'm not interested.
It smells so good, though, Vinny, and then you get one, and you're like, oh, I'm getting back in that line. That was a good
one.
That's how I found those little, they have pot stickers there that they sell, the frozen ones. Uh-huh. I would have never known about those, and we eat those a lot. I wouldn't have known if I hadn't gotten one. at the walk-up buffet. I was like, this is delicious. How are you making this? And she showed me all the ways. You can boil it. You can fry it.
Oh, and they're on sale, like, too.
What, it's
a
amazing.
A bunch of them during the quarantine.
God, they're so good. Oh. See, I would have never known then.
You guys saying 2020 is canceled really shows how disconnected from your audience you are. The world is opening up. If you guys are still choosing to be quarantined, that's your choice. But not everyone is doing that. So stop reporting that everything is closed when it isn't.
You know what? Yeah! I guess what we're talking about is all the things that have actually been canceled, like every concert, every gathering, every festival. You guess what? They're all canceled.
Right.
And anything with an audience, canceled. So you go ahead and you live your thing and uncancel your life, and we're going to go ahead and report on the things that have actually been canceled.
Right.
Thanks, though, Mom.
And we were talking about the summer vacations, and those are real cancellations that people have had to make, including
myself.
You find
me a hotel. Right, exactly.
So,
okay,
you know,
thank you.
But good for you.
Yep.
Hey,
I'm glad
what's
your life's
coming up
not
in
canceled.
The trash?
I have more cancellations and new music after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.